For the second time in as many weeks, I have driven to Melbourne and back, this time in a hybrid Kia Sorento. Kia now has four different powertrains for the Sorento: diesel, petrol, hybrid electric, and plug-in hybrid electric. Now, I have taken many a long trip over the years in the Kia Sorento. It's an excellent long-distance cruiser, but this was the first time in a hybrid, and I was curious to see how it went. This particular vehicle was a front-wheel drive version, and as usual for Kia, they packed a heap of luxury comfort and safety features in there. I especially appreciated the heated electric seats with additional lumbar support as the trip was cold, wet, and long. Sorento Hybrid is powered by a 1.6-litre petrol engine, produces 132 kilowatts and 265 newton-metres from 1600 revs. The electric motor adds another 44 kilowatts and, interestingly, 264 newton-metres from 0 to 1500 revs. That's instantaneous torque. The beauty of hybrid engines is that there is no range anxiety. They drive like a normal petrol engine, but with better economy. Priced from $66,750 plus the usual cost, the Kia Sorento Hybrid GT line is good value as a family SUV. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Any Auto is giving you the chance to win a C-Tech Advanced 12-volt charger. The C-Tech Advanced Charger is valued at $129, and it allows you to get a complete picture of battery and vehicle charging health. If you'd like to go into the draw to win a C-Tech Advanced Charger, simply follow the link at anyauto.com.au, but you'd better be quick.